Good morning and welcome to our Tenet Channel midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. We can go for days and weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. Just the chi, the prana, the life force that energizes, animates, permeates in and through our cells, our tissue, our entire body. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious and intentional as we take in three deep breaths. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm. Take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. As we take our second deep breath in, excuse me, let us bring our attention down into our heart space, into that cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional for the next 9 or so minutes to put away any other distractions from our thoughts and allow ourselves to deepen in our communion with God in us. Continuing with Psalm 119 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. My soul sighs, awaiting your living presence, for I sense your love and light. My heart wells up with gratitude and praise as I recall the innumerable blessings you continually bestow. When I ponder the plight of the world, my heart weeps for all the oppressed. How long, O merciful one, must we endure the greed, the arrogance of those who are in power, those whose hearts have turned from you, who follow not the way of love, who have become blind to the truth and deaf to your voice, whispering in their hearts, awaken the people of earth. O you who are the great awakener, in your steadfast love melt all hearts that have turned to stone. Long have we awaited a great spirit quake. O Holy One, love consciousness is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. Love is the hope and promise of all the earth. Help us, excuse me, help us reverence her to care for her, for her with compassion, for we have sorely misused her. If you had withheld your love from us, we would have perished from our fears. Your truth is ever before us. By it you have set us free. I am yours. Grace me with your presence, for I would be a loving friend and companion to you. I say to those I meet, come. The way is yours. Come, all who are fearful and lonely. Follow the sacred path of truth. Come to the inner way of light. Oh, how I love your friendship. I walk with you wherever I go. Your love is the life-giving force of creation. Imbue us with your living rays of peace and joy. For as we surrender ourselves to your living presence, we will be filled with the radiance of love. As we open our hearts to the spiritual life, we will be filled with wisdom and freedom, ready to serve. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, surrendering our worries, surrendering our concerns, surrendering our fears, and knowing that truly, as we do so, we allow your presence to renew, to restore, to quicken, to enliven, to bless us in ways that we cannot yet conceive of. For you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. You are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. So right here, right now, as we consciously commune with you, surrendering everything and anything, and just resting in the awareness that we are one with you, one with your life, one with your power, one with your presence. Divine Beloved, source of all that is, ground of being, you know what is happening in our individual lives, what our individual and personal needs are, as well as in the needs of all of your expressions on this earth. So in this moment, as we release our worries and concerns personally and collectively, we are open to receive your guidance, your illumination, your inspiration for what we need to do for ourselves and our wonderful and beautiful planet. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. And so in this awareness, we rest and lay our concerns before you. And in this awareness, we bring our concerns for our world, our neighborhoods, our family, our friends. Repeat after me, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as we allow that prayer of intention to resonate within us. As we come to the end of our 10 at 10 this morning, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.